We're down to start studying the tribulation period, which really, when you talk about the tribulation period, you really talk about the great tribulation, which is the last great tribulation is the last 3.5 years. Although we would consider the whole time the last week of what?
Daniel.
That's right. So even though most of what we're going to talk about and these seals really happen here, there is a preparatory time that is coming in this period of time right here. Y'all understand? And that's happening as we talk. There is going to be a one world currency. It will be cashless. It will enter in and it will resolve all the economic crisis that we're having. So this turmoil that we're facing, and people say, yeah, but that doesn't mean we're in the last days. I've had people say to me, you can't name a date. That's true. I'm not going to name a date. But I can tell you that the time of this thing is upon us. Whether it's 5 years, 10 years, I don't know. But it's close. And it's very important to understand that I'm not being negative. My hope is leaving this planet. My hope is never making this my place. This isn't my place.
That's right.
And so a lot of people say, well, you just sound so negative. So the outcome, so... Here's what it is. And I was telling Brenda, we were watching Lee... What's that guy's name? Stovall?
Lee Strom.
Yeah, his...
Case of Faith.
And we're watching the video. And the thing that I want you to get out of this is hope. I don't want you to be depressed. I don't want you to walk around going, hey, it's the end time. I was in the grocery store a few years back, and it's like 20 years back. I was in the grocery store and I said, man, I hope the rapture is today. And she said, oh, not me. I'm a Christian, but I'm not ready to go. Huh? I'm like, how can you be a Christian and live in this world? There's a new Christian song out, so there'll be no more pain, no more tears. That's an incredible song. Hey, why would you want to be stuck here in the pain and where they just shot 11 people down in Geneva, in Sampson, Alabama, and then 15 over, was it France?
Germany.
I love this place. I want to hang out for a long time. When you can live in a place that's comfortable. And so as I read these seals, I want to go to Daniel to pick up before we read there, just so that we don't lose anybody along the way. And go to Daniel chapter 12. Now, no matter how you slice this Bible, the time of the end is upon us. I don't care if you're a Baptist, Presbyterian, I don't care what walk of life. The Bible isn't a Grace Church Bible. It isn't a Baptist Bible. It is a Christian Bible. Does that make sense, y'all? So, you know, people, we've got to quit talking about the sense of denominationalism. And what we really got to consider is biblical truth. What is true and what is not true. And the whole reason for these studies is to find out what it is God's will for our lives. Now, I don't believe we're going through the tribulation period. So you say, why do you cover it? Because I think there is a lot of people that are interested in it, but have no idea how they fit in it. Wouldn't you say that's probably true? That most people are walking around going, am I going through it? Should I store up gold? I mean, those things go through their mind. Has anybody thought about all that? Sure. And so I want to start in Daniel chapter 12. And read verse 1. And at that time, saith Michael, standing up, the great prince which standeth up for the children of thy people, that thou, and there shall be a time of trouble. Well, that's what we're talking about, the time of Jacob's trouble. Such as never was since there was a nation, even to the same time, and at the time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. Now, I want to come back up. And at that time thy people shall be delivered. Who is thy people? It is Israel. And I want you to put Zechariah, get your Bible pen out, because you're not going to remember this. Come tomorrow morning, you'll have something interesting happen to you tonight, and you'll forget all about it. But thy people shall be delivered, is Zechariah 13, verse 1, when he says, in that day there should be a fountain open for the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanness. And you may want to put Luke.
Zechariah 13, 1.
13, 1, that's correct. And Luke 1, I think it is, keep flying right past it. Luke 1, and I think it's verse 68. Well, I'm going to get there. Just give me a second here. Of course I was right. 68 and 69. Now, why is that important? The delivery of the tribulation period is to deliver His people out of this trouble they're in. And so why is the rapture so uniquely to the body of Christ? There's nothing that God wants from us except in the future to say, hey, these are the people that you can see my grace. This is the time of Jacob's trouble. And all the tribulation is to bring them out of their whoredom. They're chasing other gods. They're doing other things. And God's going to bring them out, and He's going to bind them together in two sticks, as in Ezekiel 37. Verse 4. Daniel 12, verse 4. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal up the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and the knowledge shall be increased. So as we get closer and closer, guess what we're finding out? More and more information about the end times. And there's no doubt what's going on. Now watch this. Verse 7. And I heard a man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left.
We just finished Revelation. And I was reading something in there that kind of confused me a little bit on the whole tribulation thing, because it sounded to me like, and I don't remember what verse or chapter it was now, but it sounded to me like there will be some people, you know, left over here during the...
Oh, yeah. Yes.
No, you I'm saying that you can still be...
Saved?
Yeah.
You can be saved, but not like we're saved.
A different plan of salvation.
You understand? And that's why we went through all the groups of the people of the Bible. You know, are there Gentiles that go into the...
Yes.
Are there Jews?
Yes.
Do all the Jews get saved?
No.
Do all the Gentiles get saved?
No.
What does a Gentile have to do to get saved in this period?
Bless the
Jew under the covenant. And so all of that is true. There is salvation, but not salvation by the gospel. That gospel, when the rapture ends, it's all done. Now, this is very important. I'm just telling you. This is the key of understanding. There are no second chances. Let me just move aside just a minute. Let me deal with Jeff's question a little bit more in detail in case somebody who's watching us might have that same question. Go to 2 Thessalonians.
You know which verse I'm talking about? I can't remember which.
No, but I mean, I know the doctrine of Revelation. That's what we're going to talk about over the next 4, 5, 6 weeks. And guys, listen, this is important. Not that you need to know all the details of Revelation, because it's not really written to you. What's wrong?
Nothing. I'm going to bring the house mics up. Maybe a touch. And okay. It won't overdrown you, I'm hoping.
Okay, that'd be fine.
Because we can't hear Jeff. Yeah.
Okay. In 2 Thessalonians, why don't you show Jeff where that is? And when someone says something from the audience, pull those up. You have to sit over there.
Okay. These two. You mean pull it up whenever somebody
talks in the audience.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because you can't keep those mics on. They're so hot, they pick me up and
they
create a
distortion.
Yeah,
they bleed them out. So, that's why.
All right, take your Bible over there and you can sit. And when everybody has a question, just raise both. But he'll show you which two.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello?
You've
got
to
kind of hear. This mic here, that's the mic. If somebody on this side is talking, bring it up. Somebody on this side, bring that up.
Now watch this. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
Okay.
Very important here. Because, you see, once you deny or
reject
the gospel, you're done. Put a fork in you. You're not going to get saved even in the tribulation period. Watch this. And with all this evilness, verse 10 there, and with all this evilness of unrighteousness in them that what?
Perish.
Now, he doesn't use the word hell in Paul's epistles, I don't think even one time. But perish is still a bad thing, wouldn't you say? If you're perishing out of the sight of God, that can't any way, no how, be good. No way, no how. Okay? So, these are people that perish. Why do they perish? Because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be what?
Saved.
And God shall send them, and for this cause, God shall send them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe what?
Not
the truth. So what damns? Well, once you're in here, if you rejected Jesus Christ, you will have no hope. Zero. Period. None. Why? God is going to send you a strong delusion that you will believe a lie. Okay? So, now, I believe there is going to be 10 federated
nations,
and out of one of those will the Antichrist come out of. I believe that's starting to happen now in Europe and in those countries. Y'all understand? Syria will be one of them. Turkey will be one of them. All of those countries are going to be part of those, and we're going to deal with those. But all of this is a world power that is coming up and coming to authority. And guys, it's happening before our eyes. How many would have thought that we would be where we are today economically in the world?
No.
Nobody here. I mean, you couldn't even imagine. And they're talking about another stimulus package. There's no possible way. And you know, it's almost like you can't stop it. Listen, I mean, you all understand that Secretary of State Clinton, that's hard to even imagine, is going over to China to kind of make sure they'll buy our bonds. Why? China doesn't even want... Listen, China's got problems of their own.
That's right.
Japan, Europe. I mean, it's a mess. And so, what we're looking for is one to come in and fix the messes. Go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, but at the front of the chapter. Verse 1. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto Him. And I would put you to write 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 16, right there in your Bible. That's the gathering together unto Him is the rapture. Where are we going to meet the Lord?
In the air.
In the air. That's real important. Where do the people in Matthew 24 meet Him?
On Mount Olive.
That's right. That you be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us.
Christ's Bible Church is dedicated to the truth
as
the
day
word of God.
Of Christ, at the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there be a come a falling away from first, and that the man of sin, the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Now, that is the very beginning. What's going to happen at the end of grace? First, a falling away. Are we going to see any big revivals?
No.
How many thought we were going to see big revivals a couple years back? You know, boys, everybody was big church services, and now we got these mammoth churches, and it looks like, I mean, Joel Osteen, it would be hard to imagine 15 to 20,000 people in an audience, wouldn't it?
They're all falling away.
Well, he's got more than that. It's like 75,000 members, but I mean, on location. Well, there's a falling away from the faith. It didn't say churches wouldn't grow.
Right.
No. That's not what it didn't say that.
No.
It said there'd be a falling away from the truth. You know, from the Word of God. That's right. And that's exactly what's happening. I mean, you go into a lot of churches today and they'll read one verse or this or that and they'll preach about theory and encouragement. Well, we all need a little positive words on encouragement. You know? Don't we?
Yeah.
But you don't come to church for that. You come to church to get the doctrine. Why? There's coming a guy who is the man of sin, and he shall be revealed when there's great falling away. Well, hold on to here and go to, let me get my wits about me. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Now, again, talking about the same thing we just discussed in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1 and 2 and all down, is in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Now watch this. Now, the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the what?
Faith.
Now, what are we talking about faith? Does that mean not going to church?
No.
What are we, when you say, you know, they're going to be falling away from the faith, and, you know, what are we talking about? Are we talking about
the body of truth?
The body of truth, the doctrine. What they're going to avoid are the real issues.
The Word of God.
What they're going to do is not try to get confrontational.
Right.
It is going to be almost the Rodney King, can't we all get along? I mean, we're Christians, shouldn't we all get along? And that's not the way it's supposed to be. Why? Listen to what happens. Watch this. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, doing what? Giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Doctrines of who?
Devils.
Now, you guys got to understand, all of this is happening right before our eyes as we're talking today. So what would the doctrine of devils look like? I'm going to show you that in just a minute. Verse 2, speaking lies and hypocrisies, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, commanding to abstain from meats, which God has created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good. Can you eat bacon?
Yes.
Yes. And nothing to be refused. if it be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Now, this whole thing, we got to get it straight in our mind. So he says in verse 6, if thou put the brother in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourishing up the words of, help me out, faith. Not the words of the church. Not the doctrine of some man-made facility. Guys, listen. Grace Bible Church doesn't have a set of doctrine. It has a King James Bible. Okay, that went over like a lead brick. And of good doctrine. So the only question in your mind ought to be toward the end time, what's good doctrine and what's bad? How do I know? Don't you want to know? How do you know? I mean, you've got to be, all that matters. Aren't there some churches out there teaching water baptism? Out of the ones teaching water baptism, are there those that sprinkle? There are those that immerse? And there are those that believe that if you're not water baptized, you cannot be saved. Would you say that's a fair assumption? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Then let me ask you a simple question. Can they all be right?
No.
Then someone is wrong. If they all can't be right, then the only conclusion is that somebody's wrong. So how do you know? It's the doctrine. See, the problem is toward the end days, they're falling away from the faith, giving heed to seducing. And then what's going to happen when that falling away finally happens? The man of sin is going to be what?
Revealed.
We're not very far from that day. Months, years, 10 years, I don't know, but not far. It's unbelievable. And I'm not going based upon something weird happening in the world. What am I basing it upon? The doctrine of the Word of God. What did he say? There's going to be a great falling away, giving heed to what? Seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Well, look at this. Go to 2 Corinthians. This wasn't exactly what I was going to preach on. I have no idea where we're going. Just hang tight. It could be fun tonight. 2 Corinthians 11. Take your time. Make sure you get there. You want to get your Bible pen out. What?
We need a desk. We need like
that. Do it in the tables.
Yeah, we need to do it at the table. We need that.
And we got a guest here. Be nice. We like Missy to stick around a little bit. We don't want to scare her away. I always hate those commercials. Have y'all seen those commercials? We treat them like family. I'm like, heck, I want to be treated a lot better than that. What?
That's why I brought my own.
Yeah, brought your own Bible pen.
No, it's your table.
Oh, your own table, yeah.
No, I'm not using the phone.
See? You got to see the other stuff he's brought. We're not going to show you. You may need them. So what is doctrines of devils? Well, look in 2 Corinthians 11, verse 13. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of what? All right, now let's discuss this. During the age of grace, there it is, starts with Acts chapter 9. This is grace. There's the cross, the apostles. Matthew, John over here. Can you get that on there? John, book of Acts. Now think about this for a minute. What is he saying? Well, let's read it again, verse 13. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. What are they going to look like? The apostles over here, right? But what do those preachers do in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? What do they have that we don't really have today?
Miracles.
Yeah, they do signs. It's very important. They do signs. And wonders. But in the age of grace, do we need that?
No.
Why? 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 22. For the Jews require a sign. Y'all understand? I mean, we don't need signs today. So if we started seeing signs, what would you start to wonder? Practice this. Ruh-roh. You see, if we start seeing signs, why? The Jews require a sign. Well, then God's not going to do it for a Gentile church. What are most of the churches out there doing? Signs. Well, hang on. He told us to look for these false apostles that are going to transform themselves into the apostles of Christ. Verse 14, and no marvel, he said, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. You ever wonder when people die and they see that light? Who do you think they're seeing? Jeff, what would you say, brother? See an angel of light at the end. You think they're going to heaven? Listen to what it just said. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of what? When I died, I saw the light. Yikes! You're going the wrong way! I mean, you're almost like a Bug's Life. Don't go toward the light. I've got to go to the light. No, not the light! He went to the light. Y'all understand? How many people have you heard that died, came back, said they saw the light? And they thought they saw Jesus. You know who they were seeing? For no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into the angel of what? Say, well, I really felt that it was God. Well, that's the whole point. See, it's counterfeit, guys. He's trying to copy Jesus Christ. When he comes on the scene, after the great falling away, when he comes on the scene, people are literally going to think he's God. He's not going to be evil. He's not evil until the mid part of the tribulation. That's when all hell breaks loose. Before, there'll be a sense of, man, he's fixed all the problems. He's incredible. Now watch. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into the angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of what? They're going to look righteous. But you know what it's going to be based upon? Not the righteousness that God gave us through Christ. Whose end shall be according to their works. You see, there's a great following. It's all about their work, their righteousness. Folks, listen. And by the way, that The Case of Faith is a good movie. We'll play that at movie night. It's really fascinating. I mean, if you think about it, the guys that were on these things knew the gospel and understood the righteousness that you have is not your own righteousness. You know how many Christians today are struggling with that one issue? They're wondering whether their Christianity is based upon them doing something. They're so involved and so tagged in to doing something that makes them a Christian, they don't understand what makes you a Christian is admitting you're not any good.
Who wants to pay for that?
Well, obviously not many, brother. Y'all understand? These people are going to be based upon their works and the good things they've done, this great works of God and all that. Come on, there is nothing I have done to deserve heaven. It's what God did for me at that cross 2,000 years ago.
Amen.
Now, he says in verse 16, I say again, let no man think me a fool, if otherwise, yet as a fool receive me, that I may boast myself a little, that I may that which I speak it not after the Lord, but as it were foolishly, and confidence of boasting, seeing that there are many glories, and on and on. I've read enough of what I need to get. You all understand? This thing is all about their bragging and what they're doing and their ministry. You listen, Christians, you don't have to act like anything. We're the only faith in the entire world. I gave Terry a book. And the name of the book was When is Good Enough? And it was a great book, didn't you think, huh? Well, the whole idea is that the whole pile of religion, and it doesn't matter if it's a part of the Christian faith that says this, or Buddhists, or Hindus, they're always about human effort. We're preaching the only thing that is of non-human effort. They're saying, well, what you need to do is change your way. You need to quit smoking dope.
Right.
You need to quit, you got to put the booze away. Why you got to quit cussing. I mean, I see it even in this church that doctrine kind of weeds in a little bit. Taste not, touch not. I'm holier than thou. I've had people go, preacher. Well, how many times have I told you I ain't no good? I mean, I really believe that. Hope you do too. Don't agree too quickly. This great falling away. Who are the doctrines of devils? Well, they're using the doctrines out of what? Where is every church teaching out of? Every one of them. But what should we be teaching? Romans through Philemon. For doctrine. And we read the whole Bible, amen? But when they primarily stick into the Old Testament, which is Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, it's Old Testament, right? The testator hadn't died. A New Testament is not in force while the testator yet liveth, yet when he dieth, the New Testament is in force.
That's right.
That's what Hebrews said. The whole idea is that as this thing goes on, that the doctrine has to do. Go to Titus.
Barry,
yes, sir.
Don't you think the first day chapter of Acts is where everybody gets really confused?
Yeah. They ought to stay out of Acts until they get Romans through Philemon down well. They just don't get it. Titus chapter 1.
Paul did say, consider what I say, not what I do.
No, that's true. Amen. Verse 11. Titus 1, verse 11. Whose mouth must be stopped to subvert whole houses, teaching things ought which, teaching things which they ought not, for what? It's all about a job. Well, guys. Listen, let me tell you, it is upon us. This day is come and seized us. And the realization is it's exciting to know that we're about to go home.
Amen.
He says, be sound in the faith, verse 14. Not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men that turn from the truth. But unto the pure, all things are pure. Unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and their conscience is defiled. Now here's the verse. This is what I want you to get. You better get your little Bible, Parker, out. They profess that they know God, but in their works they deny Him. And why are you getting baptized? Well, I just want to be pleasing unto the Lord. When they get baptized in water, you know what they've done? They denied the finished work of Calvary's cross. Say, well, I'm going to walk the aisle and join the church. Then you've taken the glory from what God did for you at Calvary's cross and just made it of none effect. Say, well, I'm going to say a sinner's prayer. That's how I'm going to get saved. I'm going to say a prayer and God's going to save me. No, no, that's not how it works. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works. Can you brag about saying the sinner's prayer? Can you?
Yes.
You sure can. Do you know what? You can't brag about what Jesus Christ did 2,000 years ago. Amen?
Amen.
They profess that they know God, but in their works they deny Him, being abominable and disobedient unto every good work. What? Go back to 2 Thessalonians. Verse 3. Now watch this. This is so big. Let no man deceive you by any means. For that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. And guess what's happening? That right there. That the sin of the man of sin shall be a man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. You know what? People are going to believe he is God. They are going to be totally convinced that he's God. They won't. You know what? Listen, let me tell you what. I'm going to be very, very bold here. There'll be millions of Christians sitting in church that will worship that man as he's God. They will, you know what? They don't study their Bible. They don't get the Word of God out. They don't meditate upon it. They don't think about it. They go to these churches and we love singing. So Jeff, don't get mad at me. We love singing. Can't do much of it, but we try. But bless God, it ain't the music program. It isn't the kids program. It isn't that program. It's what doctrine it is.
That's right.
And what sort it is. Say, well, it doesn't matter. They're good Christians over there. Most of them are ignorant. And when this man comes in, guess what they're going to do? They're going to sing, oh, come on, help me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. And they're going to sing, praise Him, praise Him. Jesus, our blessed. Oh, praise, hallelujah, He's here. The Hosea, and they will accept the Antichrist as he is, as God, and they don't even have a clue what's going on.
Because they don't have a doctrine.
Because they don't have the doctrine. Say, it doesn't matter. Yes, it does. It's all that matters. Mm-hmm. Say, but I feel so great in that church. I just love the feeling I get. Well, how about if the feeling is seduction? Look in Proverbs chapter 7. You guys almost got me preaching here. I'm feeling a little faint. Does anybody have chocolate?
I think I have some from Olive Garden.
Oh, you are the sweetest thing. All right, throw me one up here.
Whatever happened to cookies and all that? I first started
Brenda is our discourager.
Is she slacking?
Brenda is the dousher of joys and cookies and sweet things. Because she thinks we're all getting fat.
Will you?
You're getting a little gray too, brother.
Key lime.
Key lime.
He don't want
key lime and chocolate.
Oh, that's fine. This is perfect. Oh, this is really good. All right, get ready. Proverbs 7. What?
7.
Now, I want you to get a hint of it. Y'all in Proverbs 7?
Yeah, you didn't share. Just kidding.
Oh, you tried this.
I'm just kidding.
You better catch it. Don't lose it. I'll be mad.
It's very good.
Mm. Oh, that's perfect. Mm. There's a little... All right, y'all there?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just seeing if I was sweating because it's hot up here. Are y'all hot?
No.
Well, I'm really working hard. Someone ought to put an extra $5 in the plate just for my hard work. Proverbs 7. Now watch this.
Yeah, pass it first.
Get that plate and give it to Jeff. Bless God, give that boy a plate. He needs a plate bad. Now watch this. Verse 4, say unto the wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman. For they may keep thee from the strange woman. That's Revelation 17:5. That's the whore. Guess what whores do? Here, well, try this. They say, you got it? Now, that's what her job is. She's... Put that in Revelation 17:5. You won't remember that. The strange woman, verse 5. From the stranger which flattereth with her words. What does she use?
Words.
She's going to use words to deceive you into the great falling away from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of... She's going to use words. What?
Nothing.